Francis Okoro coming to Illinois, 40% chance. That's what Scott Ritchie says in today's Inside Illini Basketball podcast. The Norma West star didn't visit last weekend, but is still very interested in Illinois. Scott opens up about the recruitment process in this week's podcast. We'll be back after this. Hey, Jim Rosso, News Gazette Media, reminding you that at newsgazette.com we have a ton of podcasts every week, from Brian Barnhart's Penny for Your Thoughts to Scott Beatty's News Hour to Elizabeth Hess, Dave Gentry talking with movers and shakers on their morning show. Head to newsgazette.com and search for podcasts. Hi, Scott.
Jim.
We're back here on a Monday talking basketball, so my week is made already.
Well, that's good to hear. And I don't know. Even though it's the off season, still months and months away from any actual Illinois basketball being happened, fans are still following things very, very closely.
Of course they are, Scott. It's what people care about. That's why we have Scott Ritchie in here every Monday morning during the off season to talk about basketball. He's our beat writer. He's our AP Top 25 voter. He's our national expert. He's our Big Ten expert. He's our recruiting expert. You're everything to us, Scott.
Well, you know, I wear many hats.
You do.
but I wear them well.
Well, here's the neat thing about Illini Basketball Insider is that we get to talk about everything Scott can't write in the News Gazette, right?
Oh, yeah, I can, you know, maybe have a few more opinions here than that don't appear in the pages of the News Gazette, for sure.
It's a dead period. We're back into the silent times for the coaches. That doesn't mean it's a dead period for any of the players, right?
Yeah, no, there's like the main shoe brand AU, you know, leagues are off this weekend, but, you know, teams are still playing in different events, and that will continue all the way through May, and then when the EYBL, Under Armour, Adidas also get back into action. And then June, everyone returns to their high school teams for the month, and then July, evaluation periods start back up again so the coaches can get out and, you know, see these players, you know, back in action.
Francis Okoro, all right, I need you to help me out here. Last week we dealt with his possible reclassification, his possible commitment to either Oregon, Purdue, or Illinois. Where are we at on this beautiful Monday morning?
All of those things are still possible. He didn't, you know, make his visit to Illinois this weekend, which was, I mean, sort of originally scheduled. I mean, they wanted to try and get him on campus. Apparently that is going to happen this week. He's already made official visits to Oregon and Purdue. So once he sees Illinois again, he gets that one last look, because he's, you know, obviously made the trip from Normal several times, being that it's so close, that I would think a decision would be in the offing here pretty shortly.
That'd be good news, maybe, for Illinois.
It's going to be good news for somebody.
Right. But how cool would that be if he picks Illinois with that recruiting momentum that Underwood has right now?
I mean, it'd be another really big piece to add to guys like Iota Sumu and Tevian Jones. And Francis Okoro would be a guy that would play right away at Illinois. I mean, the front court is a giant question mark at this point. Lots of young guys, and there's no reason that he wouldn't be maybe your Illinois starting center from day one. And I don't know that Oregon and Purdue could offer the same.
So what can they do if he comes? What's one more visit to campus going to do here this week? What can Illinois say now? What can they show him? What can they do for him that would make that big a difference?
I think just continue to hammer home the point that he could be the starting center.
That's it?
One. Well, he's visited a lot. I mean, I think it'd just be an opportunity to kind of get that last word in, because, you know, he's made those visits to Oregon and Purdue and was really impressed by Oregon. And, you know, Purdue has this history, you know, at least recently, of developing big men. You know, Brad Underwood and company can, you know, maybe say something that sways, you know, his attention, you know, back to the orange and blue.
Percentage points. Give me percentages for the three schools for Francis Okoro that he'd commit to them. That needs to add up to 100 now.
That is true. I could go.
No, don't say could. I need
the Marcus Jackson route and say it's 50-50. He either goes to one of these schools or he doesn't. Marcus loved that. I would say Illinois and Purdue are probably, well, I would consider, the leaders. We'll give them maybe 40% each, and then 20% for Oregon. Maybe not even that high.
Hmm. even with the Nike brand behind that decision. Those comfortable Nike chairs in their locker room, those cool jerseys.
Yeah, well, Illinois has Nike chairs in their locker room, too. Just maybe not everything plastered with the swoosh. Oregon doesn't have the same kind of playing time to offer him.
They're a real good team, though, Scotty. How important is it being on a good team,
I think
this kid?
Everyone would rather win than lose. But some guys would like to know that they're going to play right away, and Oregon has a center coming in the 2018 class in Bol Bol, son of Manute Bol. He's 7'3", but shoots three-pointers. I saw him last spring do a between-the-legs dunk, so he's kind of a crazy athlete for a giant human being. But as good as Francis Coro is, he's not going to play ahead of Bol Bol.
All right, there you go, 40% that he winds up at Illinois.
Yeah, so I'm going to be held to that by
everyone
that's listening, and when that doesn't happen, I'll just be
ridiculed.
Just hammered on Twitter.
Yeah. Made fun of. Poked at.
Yeah.
That's what happens at the newsroom every morning.
Yeah, so I've developed a thick skin.
Good. So who else is left for Illinois to nab?
That's a really good question.
That's going to play next year.
Those numbers are kind of thin at the moment. Yeah, they're still involved in the crewman of Maurice. I'm going to mess up his last name. It's Caillou, I think. He's from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Played at a Huntington Prep, 6'8", 220, really athletic forward. Kind of a strange recruitment. He had a visit to Illinois reportedly scheduled and didn't take it. He's scheduled and canceled a trip to St. John's. But the number of players still available that could, you know, actually have an impact at the Big Ten level is kind of scarce. Maybe Illinois goes to the grad transfer market. For big men, that does not look great right now. There's a lot of guards that are available. And as far as transfers in general, you know, a lot of players that would have to sit a year, which isn't maybe what Illinois is looking for. But with the May 30th deadline, I believe, coming for players to get their name out of the NBA draft, and considering there were like 180 some early entrants and there's only 60 draft picks, I believe that'll be a pretty good number of players coming back, and we'll see if they want to come back and go to the school that they played at last year. Maybe some new names pop up on the board. Right now, it's kind of Francis Okoro or nothing at the moment, and that would still leave one open scholarship if Illinois was able to get him on the team.
40% that he comes to Illinois.
That's a real rough percentage. I'm gonna
hedge
all of my bets on that one.
Don't do it, Scott. Stand firm.
There's nothing firm about it.
Like you're drawing a charge. Don't move your feet. Set yourself and take the punishment.
Brad Underwood would like that.
All right.
He's big on that.
Hey, E.J. Liddell was on campus over the weekend.
made a trip with one of his high school teammates, Keith Randolph, a football prospect who has an Illinois offer, although he did play on the state championship team at Belleville West. But so both Illinois, you know, basketball and football got a chance to see those guys again, get them in Champaign and do a little more selling of their program. So anytime that can happen, that's a big thing for Illinois, especially with E.J. Liddell, who is added several offers, you know, this spring to his list already, and is getting serious push from both Illinois and Missouri.
Did you drink beer Friday night at the ballpark, by the way? Not to intersperse some baseball information here.
No, I did not.
Okay.
It was a hit, though, from everyone that either tweeted at me or I talked to.
Mm-hmm.
Great atmosphere.
Saw a great tweet from you about the radar gun picking up mile per hours of traffic on Kirby.
Yeah, because they put that in during the 2015 season and had some real trouble with it. They picked up by every car that went past. But just an occasional speeder on Kirby. I don't know if it catches anything like slower than 50 miles an hour. So if you're going way too fast down Kirby/Florida, then one radar gun is going to pick you up. At least it's not the cops.
That's why you got to follow Scott Ritchie on Twitter. Information like that only on the social media. Let's talk back to basketball. Can we do that?
Yeah. Sorry. We can pivot.
I lost my focus there for just a little bit. All right. More recruiting offers that Illinois handed out over the weekend.
Yeah, a couple of...
Who are they?
Like, kind of really high-profile 2019 prospects. One in particular, Keon Brooks, out of Fort Wayne. Five-star prospect, number 16 in the class, and has an offer list that would reflect that. Lots of blue bloods in the mix, half the Big Ten, at least. So... I mean, why not offer? I guess maybe Illinois can sell Keon Brooks on their program, but it's going to be a super competition, and there's already some leaders in that, especially Indiana, is pushing hard for him as Archie Miller tries to do what Tom Crean couldn't and keep the state's best talent in the state.
That one struck me odd as why you would offer.
I mean, why not?
I guess. Can the kid say, no, I don't accept your offer? I mean, you can't offer me?
I mean, I suppose. I don't know that that's... I mean, if that happened and you never hear it, like, you're not going to publicize any of that. But, I mean, it's... Why not take a flyer on a guy that'd be really good for the program? And the other target they offered, Romeo Weems. He's from New Haven, Michigan. Had a really great junior season. Two-way player, has the profile that Brad Underwood wants, is 6'7", plays on the wing. I mean, long, athletic, kind of that whole spiel that seems to be the case for every prospect. Again, maybe not as many offers, not as many blue bloods looking at Romeo Weems, but I would imagine it'll be tough to pull him out of Michigan. Michigan and Michigan State both... have been on him longer, are definitely kind of pushing for him.
Konzo Martin, you think Brad Underwood hates him?
I don't know. Hate's a really strong word. I think there's a... I don't know. I mean, I'm not even sure how well they know each other.
Or are they buddies?
I didn't see them. I mean, they were both in the Indy suburbs 2 weekends ago. I didn't see them chatting much. Wouldn't expect that considering they've offered basically... all of the same players, especially from the St. Louis area. I don't know. I think bragging rights has been picked up to another level. There's fan bases certainly hate each other. So I think just a real kind of knockheads for some of these top St. Louis guys would be interesting to see who comes out on top. Brad Underwood, Konzo Martin.
I think the feeling in St. Louis, especially on the Missouri side of the river, is there's more of a connection with Missouri than there is Illinois.
I'd say that's fair.
Yeah.
And
don't know how, it's a little closer, right? And it's in your state.
Yeah, though it's Columbia's still kind of a trek from St. Louis, but...
Closer than Champaign.
I can get there in a little bit under 3 hours.
Did I ask you, actually?
Well, this is my podcast,
so... Oh, sorry. Scott.
I can have all the opinions I want. I don't know. Illinois is trying to make that a point of emphasis in its recruiting and for football and basketball, because right now, at least, there's a ton of talent that's coming out of that area on both sides of the river.
So tell me this. Let's talk basketball. Illinois versus Missouri. Who's got more to offer right now? Coaches included, facilities, conferences. Come on, who wins that right now?
Well, if we look at facility, probably Illinois, just because State Farm Center is more recently renovated. And look at conference. SEC had a really good year, and the Big Ten had maybe not so great a year this past season, but I'd say top to bottom of the Big Ten is still better in the long term. And, I mean, yes, Missouri made the NCAA tournament this past season, Illinois didn't, but... That team is going to change. Michael Porter Jr. didn't really play, but they had that aura around them this last season. And Jontay Porter looks like he might be headed to the NBA. And they lose Cassius Robertson, who was really good for them as a grad transfer guard. So I would say it's sort of on equal footing. I mean, both teams are trying to build something.
I'm not looking for that answer, all right? I'm looking for who's got advantages Scotty. Coach, I'm a five-star in St. Louis. What coach should I go with?
Depends on what you want. I mean, Konzo Martin has that knack for landing five-star talent, like Jaylen Brown, who's now killing it for the Celtics, but didn't win much of anything with all that five-star talent at Cal. And he got the Porters because he hired their dad. I don't know, I think as far as development goes, history in the NCAA tournament, Brad Underwood's your leader.
Orange Crush versus the Antlers. Who's got the edge there?
I'd say the Orange Crush, probably only because they stand right behind me and like they deafen me 18 times a year. So,
and they'd harm you if you answered it otherwise, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, when I say they're right behind me, they're right behind me. There's no barrier between myself and the Orange Crush at Illinois basketball games. So, you know, shout out to them. Don't hurt me. No, if there's a court storming, please go around.
I don't get the Missouri thing. Back in the days when they had Sunvold and Stepanovich, I got it. But I just don't see the Missouri lure anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
You're in the SEC in the middle of Missouri. I don't get that, first of all. Okay. I don't like that.
A ton of sense. All right. You lose all your natural rivals, basically.
I never see them on TV.
No, it's. I don't know what there is to sell about Missouri basketball. Right. But
that's what I was trying to get for you to say initially, Scott, and yet you keep hedging as the politician that you are.
You know, I'm just trying to keep the number of people that want to put my head on a pike, you know, to a minimum.
All right, we'll monitor that Illinois versus Missouri battle, both football and basketball and shoot, softball and track and whatever.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, we have a while to wait before we monitor it for football. It's, I don't know, I'll be in my 40s, I think, by the time that game actually happens.
I'm not going to let you get out of here, Scotty, without, you know, you write a full page in each Sunday's News Gazette, which no other beat writer is doing, I'm pretty sure, during the off season. All right, so congratulations. That doesn't mean any more money or prestige.
No,
it just means more work, but I love it, and our readers love it.
Well, it's that they care about basketball.
They sure do. This week you gave me the top 10 incoming Big Ten freshmen, which was our number one story online. Tells you people love that kind of stuff, Scott. Number one was easy, Romeo Langford. And then you went and talked to the Illinois beat writer for The Star, Zach Osterman, and he kind of weighed in about Romeo Langford.
Yeah, and I mean,
he's a legend, and he hasn't even played a minute.
Yeah, so super high expectations for him, and I think it raised them at Indiana, even though, like Zach Osterman said, this could be an NCAA tournament team, but probably shouldn't get too crazy yet. But huge get for Archie Miller. Kind of like I said before, Tom Crean stopped being able to land, you know, the best players from Indiana, and that's all Indiana basketball fans care about, I think, is like the top high school player in the state going to IU. Mm-hmm. And Romeo Langford is going to be there for a year. It's not going to be a long-term relationship necessarily with the Hoosiers, but it sets a precedent. And maybe you get Romeo Langford this year, maybe they get Keon Brooks for 2019.
Mm-hmm. That Indiana hasn't been to the tournament in so many years just continues to startle me. Justin Smith on the Hoosiers, how did he get away from Illinois?
It's a fair question because I think both of his parents maybe went to Illinois. Would have been good for John Gross to get him. It was another one, kind of the same thing as Tom Crean, letting some of the best talent in the state go elsewhere. But at that point of his recruitment, Illinois didn't have a ton to offer. Indiana, while still maybe not the Indiana of old, has some of that prestige still left. I think the luster was off Illinois more at that point.
All right. Anyway, you gave me the top 10 freshman IO checking in at number 3. It's pretty lofty.
Well, it's where he ranks, you know, among, you know, those freshmen. I think, you know, Romeo Langford is the clear number one, and then, you know, Jalen Smith going to Maryland is another five-star, you know, type talent. I would assume also a five-star talent.
And when does he come on campus, and what will he do this summer?
I believe the second summer session of summer school starts June 11th. So I would imagine all of the freshmen and then incoming one junior, Andres Feliz, the transfer, will be on campus sometime that weekend, you know, before maybe, you know, Thursday, Friday. And once that happens, they'll get in the gym with the few remaining players that are still on the roster from last season and start working to build some kind of cohesion there and get in the gym with the coaches and get in the weight room, particularly for the, you know, these incoming freshmen with Adam Fletcher. That's when they'll really start getting, you know, whipped into shape.
You got your starting five set yet for tomorrow, no, next season?
No, I mean, you can't.
No, yes, you can.
Well, because Francis Okoro still might end up at Illinois, and that would change things. If he doesn't, I don't know. It's probably looking at Trent Frazier, Iota Sumu, maybe Tevin Jones, Kipper Nichols, and then Samba Kane. Maybe Andres Feliz works his way into that lineup somehow, you know, in a smaller, more guard-heavy look. But Francis Okoro comes, you swap him and Samba Kane out for sure.
All right, I'll let you off the hook for that maybe a week, next week's. Kipper Nichols, you wrote about in Sunday's News Gazette. He's got a lot of hair.
Less hair than in that photo.
Is that right?
Yeah, we got a haircut.
Okay. More important, a lot of potential still.
Yeah, and I keep thinking back to when he first got to Illinois in, it was, what, December 2015, and when he arrived mid-year, and Malcolm Hill described him as Jimmy Butler, mainly for the fact that he kind of looks like, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves guard, but also has that same build and a similar type of game. So I think, you know, Malcolm might have raised some expectations there with that comparison, but all that Kipper Nichols can do isn't what Kipper Nichols did do last year. He was, had some really great moments, obviously, the Big Ten tournament against Iowa, a couple other games during the regular season, but his production level was kind of up and down, just looking for that consistency from him because he's a great athlete, shown he can be a really good three-point shooter, and you know, he has the physicality to, if he needs to, play the four in some small ball lineups, which with the uncertainties of the Illinois front court, I think, you know, I mean, it's not his ideal spot, but it's a position that he might have to really come to embrace.
All right, Scott Ritchie, if you have more questions for Scott, Wednesday, 12:30.
Weekly chat has just been kind of hopping in the offseason.
LinaHQ, go there rightnow.com and click on the chat, and you can submit questions now, and he'll have answers Wednesday afternoon. Scott, baseball, softball, both can make the NCAA tournament?
Yes, I think so. I think softball getting a couple wins against Nebraska to close out the regular season helped. A couple more wins in the tournament won't hurt them. And Illinois baseball just needs to maybe win these last two series to really, you know, lock their spot in. But, yeah, I think so.
All right. Scott, as always, appreciate you swinging by the studios. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Sounds good.